KTAR News, now.
It's 4:30. I'm Melody Burkett.
Today is a great day for Arizona families.
The Supreme Court striking down the president's tariffs is the result of a legal case Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays was suing party on, challenging them as unlawful. She said today the decision is a legal victory for her and Arizona families. Looking ahead, Mays added, if tariff refunds are sent back, she wants to ensure small businesses can access those funds.
$175 billion that were collected under these tariffs.
That's how much American businesses hope to get back now that the U.S. Supreme Court has struck down President Trump's tariffs. CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, Danny Seiden, tells the Mike Broomhead Show the 6-3 decision found the president didn't have the authority to issue tariffs without congressional approval. Arizona Representative Greg Stanton today expressing his agreement with the decision that the tariffs are unlawful. Stanton spoke outside the Mesa Gateway Airport ICE facility where he supported refunds to small businesses and individuals for the money they lost to the tariffs.
The tariffs have been a disaster for U.S. foreign policy and they've been a disaster for Arizona families and small business. The costs were baked into higher prices at the store and passed straight on to consumers.
Stanton also emphasized his recent House-passed resolution with bipartisan support to end Trump's tariffs against Canada. The weather is nice here, but people in other parts of the country aren't as lucky. Saturday is looking to be the best day of the weekend for New Englanders to go outside. ABC meteorologist Melissa Griffin tells us after that, it's time to pull out the snow boots again.
We saw the rain from D.C., Philly, New York City earlier. Now we're seeing the snow for New England. So that's going to continue into the evening hours. The commute could be quite tricky for places like Boston to Portland, right up to northern New England, an additional 3 to 6 inches possible through tomorrow. Tomorrow will be dry in the Northeast, but then it's Sunday that we're expecting heavy snow potential Sunday into Monday.
A warning for carnivores. Get used to high meat prices. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
It's a perfect illustration of a basic economic principle. The U.S. cattle herd has shrunk to its smallest in 75 years, but Americans still want their beef. Small supply, great demand, and analysts say prices at the meat counter will remain elevated perhaps until 2028. Ranchers are reluctant to beef up the cattle herd. They're seeing their strongest profits in decades.
Now for a check on traffic, here's John Roller live in the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center.
Well, it has been a busy afternoon in the North Valley. We've got a new crash on the westbound 101 Awafria Freeway just before 35th Avenue, and that's backing things up if you are coming southbound on the I-17. If you're still headed westbound, you're backed up at the Pima Freeway all the way back to 19th Avenue as you come westbound in the North Valley. Down in the downtown area, we've got a crash westbound I-10. Right near 35th Avenue, and that's backing things up back to the stack. And now seeing a crash on the northbound I-17 right near Jefferson. Surface streets, they're busy. 63rd Avenue and Indian School Road, a crash there. 91st Avenue and Cactus, another crash at Cactus and the I-17. And Arizona Avenue and Warner, look for a crash in the East Valley as well. Traffic is brought to you by your Valley Chevy dealers. It's the President's Day sales event going on right now at your Valley Chevy dealers. Trucks, SUVs, and electric vehicles. Don't miss out. Visit Van Chevrolet in Scottsdale today. John Roller, KTAR News.
Partly cloudy tonight with a low 43. Should be a nice weekend with lots of sunshine. High tomorrow 72 and climbing up to 83 on Sunday. Right now it's 64 degrees in Glendale. Conditions are perfect for a move. Homes to X will buy your home on demand, stay rent-free with a full value guarantee at homes2x.com. I'm Melody Burkett on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.